Welcome to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome.
This podcast is the sermon for November 19th, 2023, the 25th Sunday after Pentecost by the Reverend Stacy Salas.
Sorry to those who are on Zoom or whatever, I forgot to turn my mic on when I read the gospel. But as the collect says, we are supposed to read it, mark it, inwardly digest. So that's what you get to do. I just gave you homework. I first want to say, because we have this reading where you've got someone thrown into the outer darkness, and last week we had the story of the 10 bridesmaids who weren't ready for the wedding, who got the door shut in their face and nobody would open it up to them. And what I hear most often from people is, oh my God, how can God be so mean, right? Has anybody been thinking that here today? It's a parable, okay? It's a parable. Jesus doesn't say this is a story about God, okay? It's left for us to chew on and inwardly digest. I know that, you know, what I'm hearing in our world today is this, the world is on fire. Have y'all been hearing that? I mean, people were saying it before the newscasters were saying it, and now the newscasters are saying it. The world is on fire. And boy, it sure feels like that sometimes. Our two stories today, believe it or not, even the Old Testament story of Judges and the gospel story have a parallel message for us. When we feel like the world is burning up and there's nothing we can do. I'm going to start with the story of Barack, not Obama, okay? Barack, Deborah's general. We don't get the rest of the story, but Deborah's gotten this message from God that it is time to go to war and create some freedom for this chaotic people who have just kind of disintegrated into a chaotic mess after Joshua, after the time of Joshua, and as the scripture said, after Ehud. She hears God. God says this. This is good. I trust God. We're going to go do it. Barack, we're going off to war. Barack, on the other hand, is thinking, oh my God, we've got the king of the Canaanites, and he's got Sisera, who's got 900 chariots. Don't even have to mention the number of men. If you've got 900 chariots, trust me, there's a lot of men following behind, and you're talking about horses. They've got the upper hand. All Sisera gets, if my numbers are correct, is about 10,000 Hebrew men from different tribes who have been fighting each other, much like our Congress today. And Barack is gotta be thinking, there's no way I can win against Sisera. Deborah, can you follow tradition and go with me like Moses did? You know, hold up your arms while we're fighting, whatever, and like what Joshua did. I need a spiritual leader because I'm just not trusting this. And Deborah says to him, fine, but you know what? That glory that you were going to get in God's name is now going to go to a woman. And she's not even Hebrew. Okay. What Barack was looking at was what he didn't have. He's looking at what he did not have. And it scared him. He's also a strategist, so this is normal. This is what we do. Deborah, on the other hand, is looking at abundance. We've got God on her side. God said this, it's going to happen. But she, like God, understands where humanity kind of sits, and sometimes we need that encouragement. So the being cast into the outer darkness and gnashing of teeth for Barak was not getting the glory of that war. But it goes to a woman whose name is in the scriptures now. Our gospel story has three people who are given a varied number of talents. And talent is a measurement of money or metal or whatever. So it's not like a coin, okay? Let's just picture a bag of money. And the scripture says each is given according to their ability. Now, this should be good news because it means they're not going to be overwhelmed. They didn't get more than they could handle. They got what they could handle. That should be good news. But the one who got one talent, just a little, he only had to do a little bit of work. He got scared. He thought about who his master was. Doesn't sound like a very nice guy. And he got scared and he began to look at that, not at what he was given as abundance, but looked at the lack of what he didn't have in power. And so he just decided, I'm just going to bury it, and if I give it back, maybe he'll be happy. Both stories are a message to us about how we perceive our own community as we move forward into an uncertain world. I can tell you stories about being in churches who are small. And you know what their worry is? Lack. We've got this much money. We better hold on to it. We've only got so many people. We can't do this. Oh my gosh. We're going to die if we don't have a priest. It's called the Book of Common Prayer, okay? It's called lay people, lay ministers. But that's what we do. We look at our lack rather than our abundance. And in a world that feels like it is on fire, where people are literally hurting each other with words and with bodily assaults, we feel helpless as individuals, right? And maybe that one talent that we've been given is to be a person who can be present with all kinds of people, to be present with people who are hurting. There's all kinds of stuff going on out there besides Russia, Ukraine, Gaza, Palestine, Republicans and Democrats. There are all kinds of problems going on in this world, and we can be the people who invest in being a comfort to other people. As I was driving in today, NPR had a news report about a hotel in Tel Aviv where Israelis who have been kind of not in their place anymore are allowed to be in this hotel. And it's been a gathering place for a long time. And they were featuring these musicians playing music for the guests at this hotel. But it's not just a band of Israelis. And the guests who come into this place are not just Israelis. There are Christians, there are Muslims, there are Jews, there are people who are secular, there are people who don't believe, but they come into this place to listen to old folk songs sung in the language of their grandparents. And they said, "We are family." That is, those people who are putting that music together for ages for this group of diverse people, when the rest of the world is fighting, that's that one bag of talent that they have taken and put to good use. It feels like a small blip in the world, but I'm telling you, to that community that gathers there, it's a whole heart full of gold. It's a piece of heaven. I know that during sabbatical, part of your mission as a church is to also kind of go through sabbatical questions yourself, correct? Yeah? Yes? No? Oh, thank you. Yay. All right. Cool. And I hope that as you've been having conversations, whether it's the vestry or the whole congregation, that what you have found the conversations to be is about the abundance that you have rather than a lack of what you don't have. Because God is good. God is always present. No matter how burning the world is, God is present. And Christ is present in us to the world. Amen.